Proverbs 10, 24, 28, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. What they are doing to me. I realized this when they disconnected me when I was in Australia from talking to my parents and diverted calls to others who also wanted to be in that personal space, that is, my mother, and took her place and talked like them. Such a shame and inhumanity that they made use of the lacuna in telecommunication over voice lag, that the way they cyberstalked in those years that I used to hardly be able to put the fact that it is not my mother whom I am talking to. I still remember those days when I used to think that my mother was not talking like herself. Even now, at home since my return from Australia, I find that she's been tormented, which many started agreeing to as a behavior in panic. Well, I will not know in that manner because she was the one who used to confront. For example, when the headmistress of my primary school bet me and my friends on stopping beating my classmate and friend with fever, she checked on her scars of black and blue and coaxed my father to send her away from work. She used to be there at the back of teachers confronting them when they used to use the cane at us in primary. When it was in middle school, I myself asked when they used to cane for not saying the Hindu prayer, Guru Brahma, because I was not having the prayer script, the school calendar. I was only 10 years old when people mistook us, sisters, as being pro-Christians who belittle Hindus because of our physical appearance until they got to know us. And these people who are doing this to me are fascists and have convictions using the name of Hinduism to justify their anti-Christ activities. But in reality, what they want in the end is power and authority for their tribe and ethnic group. They define their ethnic groups as supreme, powerful, wealthy, and patriots, but when it comes to us, me, they portray themselves as backward, deprived, and being treated less by us, me, blaming that we are not marrying and ostracizing their community when it comes to wedding prospects by being unwilling to change and blaming at our behavior when they share no intentions for a wedding with us but only mating without consent or to stop me from getting married at all, genocide. They complain that we are not obeying and seeking approval from everyone, manipulating them to agree to oppress us and deprive even the freedom to replenish during this summer heat, or complain about me adopting a diet change that got my uterus back to position and getting healed, spoiling their plan of using those drugs to stop me from getting married and having a baby. I share this as an example, just like how I should share the example of the person Jyoti that I hear who keeps asking to not allow my employment and career prospects and growth, why even a better life than them. And they keep turning up to find out more, even for the slightest doubts or hearsay news in the air. These are typical behaviors that one sees in the wicked and the evil in them. I do not mean to say that I am righteous because of these overwhelming behaviors, I may also think of retaliation from the wicked, but for the word of God. However, as my friends tell me, we are not being that bad when we see the way the world is doing evil and have to feel guilty. Being a believer in Christ, not the believer group, I do not have to worry much about any wickedness in me or about past mistakes because my way forward is going to be in righteousness and in God. I still remember discussing this with my best friend at college following a morning message at prayer. He used to like to engage in such discussions with me because he felt they were impressive for being able to write them without referring to a book. That day, we both started discussing this topic and just kept thinking about it. This is why I always like the quote of Saint Joan of Arc, God does not allow the whole truth to be known. This is the hope for the future, and the forgiveness and healing of our sins of the past by reclining on the victory of the cross on which Jesus died for us is the hope that the righteous and those who want to walk righteously will have. The hope is penitence, and they will be walking forward in changed ways where their steps will be in the love of God that causes no harm that the evil and its wickedness are causing, and will not be refrained and restrained by the wicked and their vices.